The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. His fame spread to all Syria, and they brought to him all who were sick with various diseases and racked with pain. Those were possessed lunatics and paralytics, and he cured them. And great crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. One verse of the first reading jumped out at me, and it's, we have to discern between the spirits in our lives. Constantly within our lives we have the good spirit as well as the bad spirit working on us. And that's a battle that will last until we die. Those who come to this parish, all of you are more or less trained in the rules for discernment, I hope, no? We've been teaching this the past 25 years. Hopefully you have the rules for discernment. Maybe you don't have them memorized, but you basically know how to discern the spirits. And John gives a very simple principle. Obviously St. John lived before St. Ignatius, no? And he says, you can know the good spirit if we believe in Jesus, we have faith in him, and we obey the commandments. So that's a general rule. The good spirit is going to move us to have faith in Christ and to obey his commandments. Okay, I'll give you an example that's very common for us priests. People come to us with their dreams, okay? Los sueños, no? They come with their dreams, no? And they ask, they want to tell their dreams to the priest. And for me, it's not the happiest moment in my life to listen to people's dreams, I can be honest with you. But I'm a captive audience, I can't, usually I can't sidestep it, no? And if it's going to go on long, I'll say, could you give me maybe the short version of your dream, okay? And just get the lemon and just wring it out, no? Give the Monarch Cliff Notes version of it, okay? And then I'll listen, okay, that dream. You had a dream of the Blessed Mother, okay? As a result of that, were you more patient with your husband? Were you practicing more mortification and penance? Were you less chismosa? So if, as a result of that, you're not more morally virtuous, pray that you have no more dreams. But if as a result of that you're praying more rosaries, you're practicing more penance, you're more kind to your husband, you're a better father or mother, you're practicing patience on the freeway. Okay, well, bring on the dreams, bring on the dreams, bring on the dream. Be a dreamer. Okay. So that's one interpretation I give to these, the discernment of spirits, because God often allows people to have dreams. The dream helps you become a more holy person, become a dreamer. Okay. Okay, the gospel today is a very good gospel which portrays the three basic activities that Jesus carried out in his public life. Matthew chapter 4. So if someone asks you, what did Jesus do in his public life, that passage today, those 12 verses, is about the best you have. Starts off with the prophecy of Isaiah. And then, Jesus, what is he doing? Jesus is preaching. He's preaching the good news. What else is he doing? Jesus is working miracles. He's healing the sick. And the third activity? You're going to love this one. He was doing exorcisms too. Okay? So those are the three activities that Jesus carried out in his public ministry for 3 years. I think that's worthy of memorizing. Someone asks you, okay, what were the activities of Jesus Christ? Matthew chapter 4. He preached abundantly the Word of God. We hear Jesus doing, carrying out many miracles, especially healing. Jesus carried out two types of miracles. Miracles healing people and miracles over nature, where he'd walk on the water, he'd calm the sea, he'd turn water into wine, he would multiply the loaves and the fishes. Those would be the two categories of the basic miracles. And Jesus cast out evil spirits. So there you have, in a nutshell, the public life of Christ. Okay, today, the past 3 days, you people who are immigrants, we celebrate the American saints. How about that? Do you know the American saints? Two days ago we celebrated Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton. Do any of you know anything about her? One of the greatest women that ever lived in this country. She did it all in 46 years. Mother, convert, widow, educator, foundress of a religious congregation. She had 5 kids. One of her daughters died as a novice. That would have been pretty painful. So she and the saint we celebrated yesterday are two of the most important figures in religious education in our country. And all of you know now our education is in crisis, right? I think parents are scrambling to see where am I going to put my kids because of the transgender education. I think I'd homeschool. I think I would homeschool. Unless you got a really good Catholic school. Public school, you're throwing them to the lions. And you as parents, you're going to be judged on that when you die. Well, you know, you have to really discern right now, because education, it's almost scary. You know? Heard on Relevant Radio, there's 70 different genders today. Huh? In the UK, I think there's 100, they said. No. So, you know, and if you don't accept that, you're going to have to start to be changing pronouns. You know? I just think about that in my head, I get a headache almost, to think about man, woman, bisexual, homosexual, half and half, one thing one day, one thing another day. It's just so unnatural, it's so stupid, and it's so diabolic. Because if our country is going to go down the drain, for two reasons. Abortion and the destruction of the family. Those are the two things that militate against our system. You kill a baby, you can't do that. And you can't change the basic structure of the family. Family is man and woman married in the church, mutual love, and that's manifested by giving parents children. I've explained to you in 45 seconds what a traditional family should be like. But the saint we celebrate today is a Canadian saint. His name is Saint André Bessette, who was always sickly, but he lived into his 90s. And basically, almost everything he did, he failed at it. Everything he did, he failed at it. And he tried to enter in a religious congregation, they rejected him. Tried to enter in another one, they rejected him. Finally entered into the congregation of the Holy Cross. They accepted, and they're about to tell him to leave, and the bishop said, hey, hold on to that guy. Hold on to that guy. And what happened was, is this humble, prayerful brother had a very deep gift of prayer. He had a little statue of St. Joseph near his windowsill. He spent long hours in prayer. And what happened was that people would come to him with problems and sicknesses, and he'd place his oil on them, and they were healed. So news got about this, and he ended up by receiving 80,000 letters a year. This was before the internet. This is one much more primitive. And people would line up asking for his prayers, for his advice, for words of comfort. He was known as the Miracle Man of Montreal. Beautiful saint. Try to get to know him better. But his charism was helping the sick, but especially his devotion to St. Joseph. So if you want to grow in your devotion to St. Joseph, this is the saint. He said, I am the little dog of St. Joseph. I just take the little message, a little cachorro, a little dog of St. Joseph. I go to St. Joseph, and he will work the miracle. Okay, what happened was the Congregation of the Holy Cross had their house, and they lived near Notre Dame, not in the United States, but Notre Dame of Montreal. There's another high school or college there. And they wanted to build a little chapel in honor of St. Joseph. But the people next to them wouldn't sell the land. They wouldn't. They wouldn't give it up. And he had an idea, St. Joseph. So he took a medal of St. Joseph, and he planted in the field, and within 24 hours the guy said, well, by the way, I'll sell it to you. So they sold the plot of land, and they built. It took, I think, about 50 years to build that church. Now it's the biggest sanctuary of St. Joseph in the whole world. Started by this little brother that planted. And it's not so much the medal, but his faith. You just plant the medal without faith, that's superstition. That's a good luck charm. But if it's done as an act of faith, God can move the mountains. So maybe just check out this saint. Read a little bit about this saint. He's known for his humility, his simplicity, his humiliations, his love for the poor, his love for the sick, but especially his great love for St. Joseph. I went to visit it about 15 years ago with my parents. If you're ever in New Hampshire, it's about 3.5 hours north of New Hampshire. You're already into Canada, then you're there. If I can be honest with you, I didn't really like the church itself. It seemed to be very modern, but I loved the crypt. If you go below, there's a crypt there. Oh man, it'll blow you away. And what they have is they have plaques there taken from the litany of St. Joseph. And the one that I remember most, one of my favorite titles of St. Joseph, is Terror of Demons. He's known as the Terror of Demons. He's invoked in the exorcism. The exorcism, you've got the holy name of Jesus, Mary, St. Michael the Archangel, St. Benedict, but also St. Joseph. And you can see, the plaque shows this person being tempted by devils, and he's evoking St. Joseph. You see that the devils are like this. Ah! Ah! At the simple name of St. Joseph. So if you're ever tempted, are you ever tempted? So call upon the holy names of Jesus, Mary, St. Joseph, and call upon St. Andre. He'll help you to conquer the enemy and win the battle. Amen.